the Mankey PB podcast, episode 16. So in the last episode, I spoke about how sometimes I get DMs from guys saying they like the podcast, and I kind of went on a rant about it. And I'm like, well, if you like the podcast, then tip it, or like tip the speakers on it, or retweet it or promote it. And I was like, you know what? This is part of my responsibility too. So I sat my ass down, I did some research, and I'm excited to say that the Mankey PP podcast is officially on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts, on Google Podcasts, on Pandora, which my mom still listens to. And so there are ways to contribute through there as well. Like there's a support link at the end of each description of each episode where you can contribute to the podcast. That's one way of doing it. But now I just feel like, oh, and people can ask questions through Spotify as well too. Like there's a Q&A. You can leave a review. So now it was just like filtering out. I don't want people in my DMs telling me the podcast is great. Like, go leave a 5-star review, go ask a question, go leave a tip or however else. But, coming into my DMs are flooded, or I really don't. Yeah, as much as I appreciate it, I'd like to keep that tidy. So yeah, just wanted to get that out of the way. I want to welcome the speakers that I have up here so far: Snow White, Goddess Kiki, and Divine Goddess. I'm so happy you guys are here. I want to talk about the there's a few things I want to talk about. But well, first I want to say hello and see how you guys are doing, and see how was the past 2 weeks for you, and if anything interesting has happened first before I get into it.
Well, I'll go first. I know that we were all wondering about what Thanksgiving weekend was going to be like. And I have to say, last Saturday night, I had just so much fun with a repeat. I always call him like a friend now, a customer. And I was just really surprised it wasn't what I was expecting. And I think a lot of people, being with family is wonderful, but they just needed a little bit of a release where they could explore that other side to them. So it was just really surprising and fun. It was just fun to play and then start watching him bring out lingerie that he had been hiding. And I was like, ooh, he even had his really, really nice ass. I was a little jealous, I'm just gonna say. Anyway, that was what was probably the highlight of last weekend for sure.
Wait, someone shared their lingerie with you? The lingerie?
Yeah, he went from saying, I knew that he had panties, and he's usually, he's very loves to wear different things, but he was like, well, I actually have some thigh highs. And I was like, oh, do you put them on, show them to me. And then he's like, well, which ones? I'm like, oh, the red ones. And then we just got to go from there, and it was just nice to see him. Like, we went farther than we have before. And to see him be able to just let go and explore and share all this with me, because the trust gets built up. So I just felt really great about that and checked in on him, and we chatted this week just, to make sure everything was, make sure there's a safe word. Yeah, it was just really fun. But I have to say, his ass looked so good in those. And I was like, wow. He could totally post on some of our thong Thursday threads.
That's hilarious. So this is considered sissification. Correct me if I'm wrong. I'm not very much into sissification, but I believe that's what the correct term is, that he considers himself to be a sissy. Does he say that? Does he say, like, I like sissification? Is he aware that he likes that?
Yeah, well, it was funny because it was sort of we switched in and out. At that point, he liked it and he wanted to do it. And then we switched back where it was more like he was really being clear about being just this feeling of being dominant, even though I was the dom. So it's like we went into that headspace and then we came back out. So that's what was fun, is like, oh, we can play different things, And he did tasks, so it just made me think of Chunky's puppy, and I just had a arsenal of tasks at my disposal because of all of our playing in groups with the peepee girls and different subs.
That's awesome. No, I love that. That sounds really fun, actually. Like I Mistress Marley, who I interviewed a couple of episodes back, she's into that as well with her subs. Like she will do sessions with her subs where she tells them like how to comb their hair, how to like do their makeup, and that's a that falls under the sissification aspect, and that's a whole fetish. I haven't done it, but go ahead, Kiki.
Well, actually, a couple of the doms that we've spoken to that have been doing this for a while, I think Daddy Missy as well. They didn't really. I remember one of them saying they weren't really sure that they were going to be into that, but they got so many requests for it that that's like the main thing they do now. So it's definitely very popular fetish for sure. I think it's like the next step in like a sub's evolution in some ways. Like they just want it. Yeah, I don't know how I feel about that because it's kind of almost making women a caricature in some ways. But I don't know. It's interesting. I haven't had too many people request that yet, so we'll see.
Yeah, I like that you said that, Kiki, because yeah, the objectification or the caricature of women, absolutely. Yeah, it's not something I've done a lot of, but that's why I think it's fun to explore it with someone when you're like, well, let's see how this goes. So yeah, I'm learning more and looking forward to it, and happy to take any advice as we're all learning from any of you lovelies.
Well, and I gotta say, it's really great when you see a guy that has a really nice ass because that's not always something that they put forward, you know? They don't say, "Hey, you want to see my great ass?" They say, "Hey, you want to see my micro penis?" And it's refreshing.
Yeah, I know, but when you're looking at it and you're going, damn, damn, that looks good.
Wanted to say that on Loyal Fans, there's a sissy, he's pretty young. But I asked him like how he got into it, and he told me that he tried his mom's stuff on one time and he liked how it felt. So it is really interesting, but you should ask him how he got into it.
Oh, he did. He does have a pair of his mom's, actually, in his, I think, a sister. So that's where I was like, do they know it's missing? So yeah, I've had a several of those. Yeah, where they have their mom's panties and they try them on. Hey, nothing wrong. Our panties are pretty darn pretty. So.
I've had a lot of guys actually that are into their sisters, and I'm like, okay.
Oh no, I get turned off when a sub wants to like role play me being like a sister or like a stepmother. I've gotten stepmother, not personally not a fan. I'm like, no, I really don't
Ew.
want to be a family member.
Incest.
Like two of them told like two separate guys told me that they had their sisters like iClouds. So they like have their pictures of it. I'm just like,
Oh my
whoa.
God.
Yeah. It goes deep.
Oh no.
Oh my gosh. Well, there's a couple of things I want to talk about. Okay. Sorry, I was trying to figure out. Okay, well, first I want to touch on something that happened on Twitter Spaces where I was chilling in a space, a random space, like, and it was a chill space. The title of the space was something like, "This is a chill space," and I didn't know anybody on it. And I went in there, and I was just hanging out, and there was this guy. He's gonna be so happy that I'm talking about him. This guy in the space, his name is CJ, and he wouldn't stop talking. He couldn't stop talking. But he was funny. Like I thought he was hilarious. I was actually enjoying like a conversation. And mind you, I'm in my bed, in my pajamas, under my covers. I'm done for the night. I'm just chilling. And then another sub comes in, and he's like, he sends a tribute to me, but I didn't know that it was him. I just get a ping that I got money, and in my mind I'm like, well, I'm already relaxing in bed, whatever, like I'll check in a little bit, who sent to me, and I'm just having a nice time in this space. So I in a few minutes I check my DM and this sub is like sorry, hold on. I wanted to invite Kiki to co-host. Okay, the sub is like, hey, like I sent you money and you're just speaking to this other sub on the space and he sounds like a broke sub. And I'm like, okay, first of all, you have absolutely no idea what type of relationship or anything that's going on in the space or like whether I know these people or anything like that. Like you're just assuming things. And he just continued to express how jealous he was. So I pointed it out to him. I was like, it sounds like you're jealous. And he confirmed it. He's like, very, I am very jealous. And I said, okay, well, what are your kinks here? And he said that he likes to be humiliated. And I was like, okay. So I started piecing it together. I was like, okay, it sounds like you want to be humiliated on the space in front of everybody. And he's like, yes. And I was like, okay, well, this isn't my Twitter space. You know, I don't know these people. I just came here to chill. Let me create my own space with my girlfriends and we'll humiliate you. It was 1 in the morning, and in a group chat, I literally put in capital letters like, who is awake? And Worship Sexy Feet, who's a listener right now, and Goddess Jen. We're awake. So we create a group chat, we get on this space, and we're humiliating this guy on this space, and we're getting paid for it. Like we're draining him. He's sending through wish tender, you know. And he doesn't want to speak on the space because he's shy. So he's just speaking on the group chat, like telling us his fetish, his like different fetishes that we're making fun of him for. And what's really interesting is that while we're doing this on a space, other people come in and listen. And we want other people to come in and listen because he wants to be humiliated in front of everybody. So other listeners listening is actually helping us. And these other listeners tend to be other subs that will reply because when you start a space, there's a little bubble at the bottom right-hand corner where you can reply as a tweet to the space. And there's just countless of like replies from the same person or different people, but also just multiple responses from these people as if they are getting humiliated too, or they want to get humiliated too. And they're like, please let me have this, like, let me get humiliated also, blah blah blah. Like, and then I get a bunch of messages in my DMs. I think Worship gets a bunch of messages in her DMs, and then or Jen, no, oh, Jen, Goddess Jen does. And so I think what's really interesting is that subs are attracted to watching a session. And so if you can somehow do that, they'll be able to see how it happens. Now, mind you, I didn't pay any attention to these guys because they weren't sending me money, and I was busy doing a session for a guy that was sending me money with my girlfriends who were also getting money. But it's a way to shine a light on what we do. And I wish I had recorded the space. Maybe I'll record it next time. But I just wanted to give my 2 cents on that to see if it helps anybody out there. What are your thoughts? For Kiki, Snow White, and Divine, who are speakers. And also, welcome to the listeners. Hi, Princess Ellie and Barbie and Mistress Angelica. Mitch, who I've been wanting to interview him again with his Dom. There's a personal slave wannabe listening. And Worship Lilith, I've seen before as well. Ikra underscore Looch. I don't know if I said that right. And Iris Amoeba. Snow, what's up?
Oh, that sounds really cool. And eventually you'll get guys that'll just probably drop because it sounds like a live almost on Loyal Fans. You know what I mean? And then they just pay you, like other subs will jump in and pay you because they're getting
Yes.
turned on. So then they drop in and pay you. That'll eventually happen. Just keep doing it.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I think that is part of the allure of loyal fans too. Actually, when you go on Loyal Fans Live, is that you're doing something with someone, you're playing with somebody on live, and other people get to see and other people start sending too. So that's an interesting point there.
I do get some people on loyal fans that want me to humiliate them in front of the group. They're like, say my name, like in private, they're like, tell them my name, tell them this, tell them that. So it'll happen. You'll see,
That's
watch.
a form of public humiliation. It's
Yeah.
public. It is a form like public. I feel like when people think about public humiliation, they're like, oh, like in the street, outside, in front of, and it's like, no, if I put you on a Twitter space or on a Loyal Fans Live and there are other people watching and listening, that is public humiliation too.
Yeah, totally.
It's too bad that Loyal Fans doesn't have a way to link up multiple, because we're not in the same place, obviously. So we could like almost like a Zoom call, but for for kinky purposes. Just so that because I get a lot of people that have said like they just like it when you laugh at them. And oh, when I was a kid in school, I liked it when the girls bullied me, and I didn't understand why my dick was getting hard when they were laughing at me and making fun of me. And I don't know if that's just a way to kind of deal with that situation as a kid. And as an adult, they've kind of grown into this fetish for it. But it's definitely a big, really big thing to be humiliated by multiple women just making fun of you and all of that. So I think that the spaces is kind of it makes it real for them. Like they can see, oh, this is actually happening. I want in on that.
And another thing that I wanted to note too about that story that I mentioned is before it escapes my mind, is that I went into a space, a totally random space with people I did not know, just to hang out. I was just hanging out, and I was having this conversation with this other sub named CJ, and the sub came in and got jealous. And I even asked him, I was like, did you send because you got jealous? And he said no. He was like, no. I sent because I believe superior woman, should have my money. But what I'm trying to say is that, it's just Twitter Spaces really is just another way for you to get discovered. You never know who's listening. I just wanted to, and oh, okay. And I wanted to say that I wish that the online world did have more hangout spaces, because in the physical world, there are events that are called munches, which I mentioned in my last episode, where kinky people, BDSM people, whatever they're into, get together in a totally vanilla se setting, like a bar, or anything. And I do wish that the online space had something like that. Maybe I will start creating spaces where I'll call it like the lounge or something like that. And people can just hang out without the pressure of it being like sent to me or whatever. Whether you're just done for the end of the night, you're like, okay, well, I'm in my pajamas. I just want to hang out. I don't want to do a session or anything right now. I just want to chill and talk.
That's such a great idea. That's such a great idea.
Yeah, I love that. I love that because, how many times in, I bet if you asked any Dom, how many times did you want to give up? How many times did you want to quit? Because you don't have a support system. You didn't find a group of people that, you could bounce ideas off of or get just support for some, because sometimes this can be very stressful. It can be heartbreaking. It can be there's so many emotions that are involved in all of it, and just having that support system, I think, just to hang out and talk about it without that pressure, I think that's a great idea.
I love that too. And I do wish like there was a way that we could do, like you were saying, if loyal fans are they had where it's like a Zoom, but for our community here. And sometimes I was wondering, I was going to go back to what you said too, having other subs watching it happen, it's a safe way to explore it because they might not be ready for that just yet. And also it's a way of, you know, perhaps the voyeurism aspect too. You know how we love reality TV? So it's like another form of it. It's just live and it's happening right now. So, and I like that. And the idea of spaces, I know for me, sometimes I'm just done with people, but I love being able to have that connection without it having to have that pressure. And I think there is a lot of stress. I don't think people know how much we care as DOMs, like Kiki, what you're saying, where we see each other in our chat, what people go through and the stress, and we get sad and we care and we also get mad. And that's something Mari will talk about later, I'm sure. But having that support, yeah, and just meeting new people. I think I love that idea. Let's do a lounge. It's great.
Cocktail hour.
Oh my gosh, cocktail hour for any time zone.
Yes.
For all time. Anytime
is cocktail hour. Anytime you set it up.
Well, you know that Worship is having her gin and tonic as we speak, I think.
I love that. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, a hangout space. I'll consider it. I'll think about it. That's something that I'd like to implement for sure. I want to talk about what you were saying there, Divine, about us like caring about our subs to you know, this must be true to a certain extent. And something that I feel like DOMs struggle with, or like newer DOMs, or even I struggled with at the beginning, was like the number one question was like, how do I be dominant without always being mean, or always or still being like ethical, or how do I be dominant while still being caring? You know, I think that's like one of the questions that DOMs ask themselves, especially at the beginning when they first start off. And I thought of a scenario. I was like, well, you can still be DOM without giving up power. Like, you can still show you care without giving up the power that you hold over someone. So, and I thought about an example, like, let's just say, you know, you meet up, I'm just thinking of an example out loud. Let's say you meet up with a sub in person and he comes to you and he gives you all the money that he has, and, you know, kneeling to you. And he's like, here's the money for your trip to Paris, for, you know, I know you're going to Paris, so here's, you know, take it. It's better in your hands. You deserve my money, you know? And then the DOM at that moment can be like, that's right. Yeah, this belongs to me. And that can be the end of it. And you can amicably, you know, leave at that moment and be like, okay, you know, this is my money. Goodbye. You know, and that could be considered, I think, a cash meet as well. And please, if anybody wants to correct me, if I'm wrong, or if anybody has any other perspectives, let me know. But, you know, that could be the end of it. But imagine if the sub says to you, okay, the sub's giving you all this money. And imagine if the sub says to you, this money belongs to you. I will not have anything to eat for the next whatever. For the next 24 hours, whatever the case may be. So I think some DOMs will be like, oh, well, I really don't care. You can go starve yourself. Bye. Like, that's option number one. There's a few options there. You can just be like, well, I really don't care. You know, it's not my problem. You know, another option can be giving some of the money back, but maybe you don't want to do that. Be like, well, here's, you know, oh, you can say like, oh, I'm sorry, I don't want you to starve. Here's $20, you know, go buy something. You know, there, I think I think that is where the line is, though, about like, am I still being DOM, or am I just now being normal, or like me pitying this person? Am I losing power here, right? And then, so the you can do that. And I think it also depends on the relationship that you have with the sub, like what kind of relationship is there, right? And then another option is being like, well, this is, you know, still doing in a caring way, but coming from a dominant manner, and being like, hey, well, I feel like having some ice cream. And you don't have to feel like having ice cream. You can just make that shit up. You can just be like, I feel like having some ice cream or whatever. Let's go. You know, and then you see a place that has like food, you know, whatever, a nice meal, and you're like, actually, I like this. instead, and he's following you, right? Or he's going with you, or you've told him he could come along, or he knows that he has to follow you, whatever, behind you, right? And you're like, you know what? I'm going to buy some food, and you are going to eat it sitting down on the ground while I sit inside. Something like that. I don't know, some way where you're still showing that you want him to be fed, that you don't want him to starve. But you're still the one that's on top. You're still the one that's calling the shots. It's still your money that you're spending, right? And you're choosing how to spend it. You're not saying like, oh, well, you're too bad. I don't care that you're going to go hungry. And I think those are the things that I feel like on the Twitter feed, on the timeline feed, I see a lot of Doms being like, I don't care if you go bankrupt, or I don't care if this ruins you or whatever. You know, I think the more responsible Doms, and the more the Doms that do care, that Divine was saying, will kind of find that balance. And Mistress Angelica just came in, and I, as a speaker, and I really want to hear what she has to say about it.
Yeah, me too.
Hi. So I just wanted to say, like, a way to do that online, in my opinion, without, you know, like, for people that don't have subs that serve in person, if someone sends you money and they're like, oh, I've given you everything, you know, I just won't eat this week. So a good way to, like, keep that in a dominant behavior and still make sure that they're eating is to say to them, okay, that's great. You're leaving me in charge of your food budget for the week. You know, this is what I'm allocating to you for this day. And this, you know, I have a sub I do that with. We call it menu planning. And so he had a very unhealthy diet, was eating like a ton of ramen and all. And I'm like, an unhealthy sub cannot serve me. So he sends me money, I figure out his menu for the week, and then I send him what he needs to purchase those items.
I love that. That keeps you in control, you know. I think it's hard virtually because we don't know. A lot of these subs could be completely full of shit. They're just playing the game. They want you to think that they're starving. They want you to, you know, we don't know because we don't see them in person. So it's kind of touchy, like, well, you know, of course we don't want a sub to starve. That wouldn't do, like you just said, doesn't serve us well to have a starving, pathetic sub.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I'll take all your extra money, but I always tell my subs, like, you're going to pay your bills and you're going to buy your groceries. Everything else can come to me, but, you know, you need to make sure that your stuff is handled first. Because I see Doms that are like, oh, I don't care if you're homeless, live in your car. Well, if someone's homeless and living in their car, how are they working and making you money? So I think, you know, it's important to do ethical Doming, but, you know, always make sure that your needs are being met first, but in consideration that your subs' needs are also getting met.
Yes, amen. And I have seen, I have heard, like, subs that are no longer in the scene, that have quit the scene because of the experiences they've had with other Doms, that just, it got to that point where it was like more and more and more and more and more, you know, and it's fine to do that with the balance of, but I still want you to, you know, be okay. Like, I still want you to be fine, you know, like, let's work something out. Because what Mistress Angelica was saying, like, if this dude's homeless and living in his car, how is he making money for you? Like you want a well-oiled machine, you know, you want to take care of it, you want to make sure that it's polished, you know. I feel like I'm going to use a really old example that old people use with bicycles. They're like, well, when I have a new bicycle, I take care of it. And then I've heard this example from adults, like older crowds. And then you see the person with the bike that doesn't care about the bike, and they just throw it and leave it out in the rain. And what happens? It gets rusty. The bike gets rusty. It doesn't run the same way anymore. So it's the same concept, you know, take care of your, you know, vehicle or pet or whatever, like the case may be.
Well, and subs take, you know, sometimes they take a long time to train and take a long time to really be be good enough and adequate enough. So why would you just drain them completely dry in every, and I don't mean financially, I just mean just destroy them. So you have to start over again with another one. I mean, you want to use them up, but in a way that's, you know, fix your broken toys, you know?
Totally. I love that too. And I like what Mr. Sangelica said. It because you're not, I don't think you are showing that you're not dominant when you're showing caring for somebody's welfare. I think that that is again back to ethical doming. And some of them, if they don't know what they're doing, I feel like they could entirely lose themselves. And I've heard that too, where they say, "Oh, I had a bad situation. I'm scared," because they let themselves get pulled in so far. And I think they lose their sense maybe of reality and what's considered okay, that they can even have any boundary. And then we're here to pick up the pieces with somebody who's broken. So I appreciate everybody that we have in our group who is approaching it that way. I don't think it's being too nice. I think it's the right thing to do no matter what. Otherwise, you shouldn't be in this business. Just my personal opinion.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. And turning the conversation a little bit, I want to ask Mistress Angelica to touch on the she's gotten like subs expecting something in return or something like that after, you know, in a space that we talked about. I Mistress Angelica, are you could you talk about that again a little bit more? Because I want to shine a light on that while you're on this podcast.
So mostly I was talking about, like, especially I have this issue with RT subs, and they're like, I wanna, you know, RT and promo you, blah, blah, blah. But then, you know, they're in your DMs like, oh, can I have a treat for all my hard work? Like, no, first off, you're not a fin sub, so you're lucky that I even like am letting you look at all my content for free. Second off, awfully ballsy of you to ask for something. I don't even allow my actual subs to ask me for things. So I just think that it's like pretty annoying when they feel like, oh, well, I'm doing this, I should get them. Like, you don't go to a store and be like, oh, we are selling all these beautiful items. Let me just take one for free just because I'm here enjoying them.
Yes, I agree, and I think it can be a little bit confusing too. So for let's turn it over to the paying subs, because yeah, retweet subs. I mean, I agree. I'm like, what the heck? Like, you know, so you're the pleasure is that you're serving me, or like, you know, you're like, if you like what you see at the store, then there you go. You like what you see at the store. Like, yeah, that is the reward there. But I want to talk about like the paying subs, like, you know, we all have a tribute. Do you guys do tribute, and then if they want to do a session right after, is that two separate payments?
So for me, if someone only wants to be a session sub, like after they've paid tribute, then I'm fine with them just paying for sessions at that point. We don't have too much chit chat and, you know, they don't send. But if someone's a sub that sends on a regular basis, I actually don't always charge them for sessions. It depends on how many gifts they're buying off my wish list and how often they're sending. But yeah, I mean, if it's like one of my real fin subs, I don't usually charge them for sessions personally. I mean, in-person sessions, yes, but not like Skype sessions and stuff like that.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing. I think it depends on, I think it also like depends on the approach. Because if you are interested in buying something, or if you are interested in having a one-time session, I think maybe approaching with that as well, you know, and being like, hey, I just want to come in and buy whatever, these pairs of socks, or I just want to come in and I just want to have a Skype session and disappear afterwards, basically. Like, you know, and that's it. Like, I don't really want to have an ongoing thing. Is a different approach than that.
Yeah, I love that. I love when someone comes in my DMs and they're just straight up like, hey, I just want to you know, do a foot humiliation session, or hey, I just want to buy some old socks or sneakers. Like, as long as you come in my DMs and you're very clear that you just want to purchase something or pay for a session, I don't even expect tribute at that point, because I don't, you know, tribute for me is someone who is trying to, this is probably the wrong terminology, but buy their way into my life. Like, they're trying to be a part of my life, get my attention. They want to be an ongoing presence. So that's where I would expect tribute. But if it's just a set, I call them session subs. If it's just a session sub or someone who wants to buy something, then I don't require tribute. I mean, if they pay it ahead of time, great. I'm never going to say no, but I don't like say, hey, you need to tribute before we discuss this, you know?
Yeah, thanks for sharing that. Yeah, and I think that's like why I want to reiterate the transparency of how important it is to be transparent, you know, as a sub. Like, when you go into Dom's DMs, don't, you know, pretend you want something and then when you really want something different. Like, please don't do that.
And when are they going to figure out to stop? You don't approach with, hey, I mean, fuck off. You know, like, don't come up to me and just say that. don't just say, hey, or hey, baby, what's up? Like, I'm not going to talk to you. You
Hello,
know,
goddess. Hi. I mean, all those variations. I have a whole graveyard of them that I keep in my DMs, like, just to laugh at. And then, like, once a week, I'll go and delete them. But I like to see how many accumulate of just those generic, like, how the hell do you think anyone's going to respond to this message?
It's awful.
Or like, your feet make my cock throb. I'm like, cool story. And I mean,
cool yeah. story.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, how much is that worth to you, buddy?
Wow. I wanted to ask though, like, I know Mrs. Angelica, you have quite a bit of experience. What about those subs who they come in, or their customers, and that's where you want some payment for the time, because, you know, you like to know ahead of time what they're wanting. And then I think it was Goddess Kiki one time where you wonder if, just from the interaction, are they looking at your pictures, realizing they're getting any attention, they've already like jerked off and they're all good, and then they disappear? That's the thing that I always try to avoid, because I'm like, you just already enjoyed yourself and I just responded to you twice.
Yeah, when I first started, there were a lot of people that were just engaging in regular conversation with me. It wasn't even necessarily flirtatious. And then they would just say, oh, I just came. Okay, blocked, you know, again, fuck off. So that made me feel disgusting, and it made me feel angry, and just, it's like, seriously. So now when someone sends me a message, I choose my words very carefully. I'm very direct and to the point, because with every message they're getting back from me, I know they're jerking off. So I just try to keep it. I just got a request actually last week for something, and, you know, oh, do you, you know, I want something. Okay, what do you want? You know, I want socks and thongs. Okay, well, you know, this is how much, whatever. And he's just like, what colors do you have? Well, I have all the fucking colors. So what color do you want? You know, and it just like went on, and I was like, you know what, let's just sum this up in a really quick. And I just listed all the information I needed to know and then set my Cash App. And then he still responded with a black and white. And I'm like, okay, yeah, bye. You know, so things like that, like, I know that what they're doing, we know, we just have to kind of, just kind of have to navigate it, you know?
I agree. That's the key. Like, DOMs need to just learn. You can pretty much tell, like, once you have a little bit of experience, even, you can pretty much tell from the initial conversation, like, this person's just trying to have, like you say, like, conversational kink, and they're using the conversation as a way to jerk off. But, you know, you can usually tell, like, right away, like, if someone, like, I'll have someone come in my DMs, like, oh, I want to buy some sneakers. I'm like, okay. And then they're like, well, can I see them? And I'm like, yeah, sure, you can pay a deposit. Like, they just want the pics or the vids of my shoes, saying, oh, I want to see how dirty they are. No, you just want to jerk off to this free pic or vid of my shoes. Like, if you're serious, this is what I charge for, you know, shoes, blah, blah, blah. Like, you know, send a deposit, I'll send a picture, and I'll send you another one, you know, when I drop them in the mail tomorrow or whatever. But you just, it takes a while to learn how to differentiate, you know, from people that are trying to just, like you said, get something for free, or people that are like legitimate. But usually with people like that, like the second you bring up money, they're either going to keep pressing for picks, so you know they're full of shit, or they're going to be like, okay, cool. And then you discuss the money and things go from there. But it honestly, just like you said, it just takes time. It just takes time and experience. And unfortunately, I think everyone has to deal with time wasters and scammers a bit to even be able to learn that. It's very unfortunate, you know, and they know that. And that's why so many subs will go after the newer DOMs, because they know that they haven't learned that lesson yet.
Well said. Thank you so much for sharing that. Yes. So I want to share a sub situation that I had that I shared with my PP girls, and I tweeted about it under the Manky PP podcast community. I'm going to link it here so you guys can take a look at it. So so let me just tell the story really quick. So there was one sub that approached me. He tributed, you know, while you guys take a look at the tweet, he tributed, he filled out my long-term sub application. And I like to have subs under a period of consideration before I consider them to be owned. This is something that I learned from Daddy Missy, who I had a couple of episodes back on the podcast, if anybody wants to ever listen to that one. But she has like a 1 month trial period for her subs before they become officially owned, which I think is brilliant, just to kind of see how their relationship goes. Anyway, so I was talking to the sub. He wasn't sending in large amounts necessarily. Like, he sent tribute, but he was sending in small amounts. And he, at one point, he messaged another DOM. And you can see, like, the, actually, because of my Spotify and Apple Podcasts people, they can't see. I'm gonna read it out. So he messaged another DOM saying, "Hi, goddess, I think I received your paycheck by mistake." She was like, "What?" And he was like, "Your money is lying in my account. I'm scared it will hurt me." And then she told me about it. She was like, "Hey, is this your sub? He's in my DMs." And I was like, "Okay, let me message him." I confronted him about it. And I was like, "What is going on here? Like, I had no idea that there was anything like wrong here. I thought we were good." And then obviously for misbehaving, a punishment is a due. Like, I usually provide a punishment, because I do want to say that there are subs out there that do misbehave in order to be punished. And so for me, my punishments consist of like a fee and then whatever else I feel like doing at that moment, depending on the sub's kinks and whatnot, and my kinks too. And so at that moment, he didn't, like, it really was like, "No, I don't want to, you know, do this anymore." So I was like, "Okay, if you want to end a relationship," and I'm telling this to everybody, like DOM, subs, whatever, and it can be, even be any type of relationship, like, be respectful about it and say, "Hey, this isn't working out. I don't feel that this is working out for whatever reason." But by no indication, there was absolutely no indication that he wasn't happy. There was none. And I think that is the problem that a lot of subs I see doing, is that they act like everything's all good. "Yes, goddess. Okay, goddess. La la la, goddess." But what they're really feeling is like, "Well, actually, I've kind of wanted to be like this, or I was hoping it would be like that, or I'm thinking of something different." And I just wish that they would voice it more. And I think that's kind of like the point that I was trying to make with this post, is like, if there's an issue, talk about it respectfully. That's pretty much it. What are you guys' thoughts on it? Jen is clapping. I know Jen has some thoughts. Oh, Divine.
Oh, I was just going to say, it was a perfect segue into your talking about that, because we were just talking about people who are time wasters or who are misrepresenting things. And in this case, too, he wasted your time and, you know, all of that time. And then he disrespected you. I think it's just awful. I know we all went through and blocked him immediately. This, when I saw the post this morning, all the PP girls are like, "He is blocked, denied." So good job, PP girls.
I think it's like every relationship. We tend to, I mean, even though this is a virtual world for a lot of us, we tend to not, we tend to kind of disassociate and not think that it's a real relationship. Not necessarily us, but the subs as well. So, but it is, these are real relationships. And so, yeah, you have to speak up, both on the Dom and the subs part. You have to speak up. You have to be a little more authentic, because at the end of the day, we are human beings. So if you don't speak up and say, hey, I have a problem with this, or this isn't going how I want, I'd like to try this, instead of just basically, you know, ditching your sub or ditching your Dom and going elsewhere. And then there's that whole feeling of, just kind of that betrayal or that confusion, I think. So,
yeah. And this is the first time this happens with me. Like, I've been very fortunate enough where all the other subs that I've dealt with have, you know, if the relationship no longer continues, it ends really great. It's like, hey, I have a lot of work going on, or whatever the case is, something's going on in my life, school, I can't continue this right now, you know, maybe we'll continue in the future. And I'm like, all right, no problem, you know, bye, good luck in school or whatever. Yeah. And so I wanted to shine a light on that. And also this, you know, sub that I mentioned here in this thread, he's a community slut. Like, that's how he's describing himself. Like, he's, you know, he even says it himself. He's like, yeah, I go, you know, I'm a bad sub. Everyone says kind of the same thing about me. So he's done this before. And I'm like, if you're a community slut, own it. Like, put in your bio that you're a community slut. I've met some community sluts that are awesome. I'm sure you guys have too. They're great. They just jump from Dom to Dom. We all know they do it. And we're all like, whatever. We're cool with it, because we know that that's what you are. And then they become authentic when they speak, because they're already being upfront with who they are. So just be upfront with who you are as a sub and as a Dom.
Well, I guess he was, right? He told you he sucked, so
he did. I wish he had said so at the beginning.
What a fucking asshole.
Jen, I feel like this hits a personal spot for Jen, because I know that, Jen, you've had some experience with Doms and your subs and DMs or something. Like you've had experience with Doms going into your subs' DMs too.
Yep. I just think it's a really like sleazy move on his part. Like, it's fine if you're not interested in serving a particular Dom. I just didn't like the way he talked to her. Like, it really ticked me off the way he was like, I was never gonna send her my paycheck anyway. He was like, who the fuck
yes.
are you? Who needs your fucking paycheck?
yes, I think what's funny is that I got pissed off at the same thing too. I'm like fine, whatever, like, you want to leave, whatever, I don't give a shit, but don't fucking go to another Dom's DMs acting like you're gonna send her money and then go and tell me that you're actually not gonna send her money. And then like I would have been like more you know, impressed, or, you know, if you had sent that Dom money, like, I rather than being like, you know, oh, my paycheck belongs to you. And then the true colors is like, oh no, I wasn't really going to send her money. And that's what,
like,
pisses
what
a lot of Doms
to
off.
Achieve?
Yeah.
What are you trying to do? Also, I think that subs need to understand Doms are not idiots. We communicate with each other. I think 90% of Doms and the remaining 10% that don't communicate with other Doms that sub slid into their DMs, I don't consider them fucking Doms. To me, they're just regular assy humans. But real Doms who really understand how this community works, if a sub is in your DMs, you tell the Dom, and like, we're not idiots. And subs are sometimes really, really, really stupid.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think that, yeah, I think those are the true Doms that, you know, she did tell me, she told me, she's like, hey, this dude, this guy's in my DMs. And she re told me that she responded to his message to catch him sh cheating. Like, she's like, I wanted to catch him, like, exactly and see what he said so I can screenshot it and send it to you. So she's on my side. Like, and then I sent her the screenshot of him saying, I obviously wasn't gonna send her my paycheck. And I'm like, dude, look at this guy. Like, we were practically like laughing about this dude behind closed doors here.
You know, Mistress Veronica, I'm not sure if everyone, I know Mari knows her, but so she had a sub approach her, and he had had an owner like right before that. And so, but he wasn't owned at the time. So she accepted him for consideration, whatever. Well, the other dom saw that, and apparently the guy still owed her money. So I love and respect Veronica so much. She made the sub pay back all the money that he owed the other Dom from like the debt contract before she would consider him to be under consideration. I really respect that. I agree with you. I do the same thing. Like if a sub comes in my DMs and I find out that they're owned or under consideration, I hit that Dom up like right away and then block them.
I mean, the first thing you do when a sub approaches you is you go into his profile and you read his bio, which is what subs should do with doms, by the way, before approaching. But that's something else. I just think
Be
that
subtle,
also sh
Jen.
yeah, no, I'm not trying to be subtle at this point
No,
anymore.
you shouldn't be. It sucks. Why don't they read the bios, you know?
I have okay, this isn't irrelevant, but on the other on the topic we're talking about, it's just like every step that approaches me, the first thing that I do is I go into their profile and I'm like, oh, it says you're owned or you have a name in your profile. What is that name for you? And even if they say, oh, I'm currently owned by them, but I'm leaving them, I'm like, nope, because you can do the same thing to me tomorrow, and I'm not gonna sacrifice any relationship with any dom here just to have some like $5 in my cash app. No, thank you. And B, like, what are you doing? Like, why are you whoring around and thinking that's okay?
I, for some reason, keep seeing. I have found that the Twitter subs that, you know, and this is what I've seen from other Dom's tweets and whatnot, are the most slutty. They're the sluttiest ones. The Twitter subs I've found have been the sluttiest ones, in from what I've seen on my feed.
You know what pisses me off about it is that what they're doing basically is they're trying to dom us. They're trying to be the ones in control. If you're a sub, then you're not manipulating different doms. And I think that's what really it gets me really.
Yes.
They're like, I'm in control. Look, I am totally playing all these women. Well, for me, I'm like, no, fuck you. Can I say fuck you? Yes. Yeah. You just got me triggered. And hearing Jen go off, I'm like, okay, rant over. Jen,
Yes.
yeah, continue the rants though, ladies.
Oh my God, no, I love that Divine. And for those of you who know Divine, it takes a lot for her to say fuck you. So I love that. Like, again, like, if you're a community slut, just fucking own it. Just put on your bio that you're a community slut. That's it. I love community sluts. They're fun to toy with.
That's what
Yeah.
I was gonna say. I love a good community slut. Fuck that. Pass them around. Pass that piggy.
On the contrary, I prefer community like subs. I do. I think they're so much more like it's much better when you know you don't have to give them 100% of your attention because sometimes they can be really, really, really demanding. And when you have multiple doms who give them attention, it's like, okay, I can fucking ignore you for the entire day now.
Yeah, they can be poly, you know? They can be transparent about it because it just makes it makes it better because they're being honest. They're not trying to, you know, I don't know. I think these are the same guys that get off on, you know, cheating on their spouses and, you know, and things like that. They like in the vanilla world, you know, and so they
Oh.
come here and they can do it here. They can dom from the bottom. And it's just it is annoying. It's a waste of time.
Oh, this guy right here that I tweeted about is he's married and he would tell me that he could, like, he would tell me, like, he's like, I can't talk too much because my wife, like, checks my phone and she's always nagging at me. So I couldn't give him tasks because his wife, like, I was like, okay, like, would you retweet my stuff or whatever? Like, I tried giving him different tasks to do online and he couldn't because he was afraid that his wife would catch him, which I understand. I was like, okay, fine, whatever. But then this relationship is now not going to be as, you know, close here. Like, you know, if it's online, like, you know, we can only talk so much, blah, blah, blah. And I want to echo what Divine was saying about him being a time waster, because a time waster doesn't always mean it's someone who's not, who never sent you money. A time waster can also be someone who sends you money. And the way a time waster can be someone who sends you money is that they're sending, but they're asking for so much more or wanting so much more than what they're sending for. It's like, here's $10. Can I talk to you 24/7? Like all the time, all the days of the week, every time? Like, not for $5 or $10 or whatever. That's still a waste of time.
100%. It's all about honesty. Just be honest. You know, we won't get mad if you're honest. We'll get really mad if you try to manipulate us, because we will find out.
Yeah. And so there, for doms there out there, like, stand your ground. And if if a sub no longer wants to be owned by you or whatever, like, you don't think that you did something wrong. Like, I mean, obviously, like, keep learning and refine yourself. I mean, like, refine the tech part, like the tech ad. Like, for example, you know, when someone comes into my DMs and says like they want to buy something, or like they want to buy socks or whatever, the shoes, whatever, I literally have on my website photos of all the socks I own, of all the shoes I own, that I copy and I paste the link. There you go. There's all the information. Don't bother me again. Right? Whereas Kiki was saying earlier, this guy was like, do you have, what colors do you have? What striped ones? Blah, 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 blah. And then all of a sudden it's like, well, I just came. Right? And it's like, what the fuck? Well, then come to this, you know, website link.
I just want to say that I just stopped answering all my DMs on Twitter. I just feel like it's a waste of my time to even answer DMs. If you're not sending a tribute, you're really not worth my time. I have so many better things to do in my life than entertain you. And honestly, I could not give two shits about your hey in my DMs.
Yeah, we were just talking about this earlier. And then I think I've spoken about this in another podcast that I was a guest in as well, is like guys need to understand that if, you know, when you message a dom and if she's being like short with you, or she's being like, okay, like, let's get to it. Like, what's the point? Like, what's going on? Like, it's because we've dealt with so many time wasters that we're like, don't take it personal. It's just like, hello, like, get to the point. Like, what is it that, how is this going to work out now? Like, you know, don't talk to me about the weather at the beginning. Maybe we can talk about the weather after you've sent money.
I had someone DM me asking if I do customs. First of all, if you were to bother to go into my profile and look at my pinned post, you would see that in the comments. Okay, maybe that's a little bit. No, not in the comments. It's in the post itself. It has my menu. A and B, he called me sweetie. So I'm like, nope, not answering to that. Bye.
Yeah. Yeah, so I think that was good. I think it was a good way to reflect there on a lot of things that we're feeling, and that's part of the reason why I make this podcast, because it just shines a light on a lot of things that I feel like people are unaware of. I want to talk about the relapse subs, or the ones, you know, like, you know, those bait tweets that come in, and they're like, like, oh, I can't stay away from FinDom Twitter. I'm going to relapse, or I'm ready to relapse. Guys, that's a bait tweet. Please don't answer. I mean, I know nobody in this space answers those, but for whoever is listening and is new, please do not answer those tweets, because real subs will see you answering those tweets and will not contact you. You're just shooting yourself in the foot. No pun intended for all the feet models.
No, not the feet.
Not the feet. Yeah, not the money makers.
Need to get insurance on these things, you know? I think that I hate those bait tweets, and they're so, it's like you can't find a dom to your liking. You have to have all these people come to you. I mean, it's obviously just attention seeking, and they're just getting off on the, you know, 200 comments about, yes, me, send me money. So it's, I don't know. I hate it. It's pathetic.
That's what I say all the time. I'm like, if you're responding to a bait tweeter, realize that their kink is getting attention from you. They're posting these tweets because their kink is having all these people respond to them. That's what gets them off. They're never going to send you money. They're never going to make any kind of commitment. Like, they're getting what they want. You're giving it to them. So yeah, I say that all the time in my spaces.
Exactly. Back to who's in control. Are you or are they? And once again, they're trying to be in control.
And I feel like it's almost kind of insulting to subs who really do feel like they're relapsing. You know, I don't know. I have mixed feelings about the word relapse. I was on Loyal Fans once, where there was a guy that was, I was live, and there was a guy that was talking to me on the live, and he seemed like he was getting ready to send. And then all of a sudden he's like, fuck, I don't want to relapse. And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, and I think a lot of DOMs, you know, maybe newer DOMs, do this thing where they like coerce, you know, they're like, oh, come on, just relapse for me. Just a little bit, just today, which I think is fine. Personally, that's not my style. Like, I'm like, that's not my style. Like, if you are coming to me, it's because you want me. I'm not going to try to convince you to want me. I'm not, you, it's, if you want me, it's because you want me. Like, you know, if we are, you know, using the word relapse, because that's the term that they use for like being an addiction to a drug or something. So if I'm at a party, you know, selling drugs, and you come up to me and you're like, oh, I so badly want to smoke that pot you have, but I don't want to relapse, then get the fuck out of the party. Get out. Leave the party. Why are you at the party? Bye. Like,
yeah. Go, you go, girl. You tell him, queen.
Yeah. Like, it's.
I agree about the word. It's the word relapse. I don't really. I don't think I've ever used it in any of my tweets. I do plenty of just teasing anyway. I don't really feel like I need to use that word, but I know it's a trigger word. I know it's a thing, you know. I don't know how I feel about it.
I don't know either. I have mixed feelings about
fans,
it.
I use it.
Okay. Yeah, I have experience about it. I feel like it can be a way to coerce someone. Personally, it's just not my style. It could be some other dom style, but it's like I'm not going to try to convince you, you know, to send. If you want to send, send. Like, if I tell you to send, send. There should be no back talk with me. There should be no, but I don't want to. Like, I don't want to hear it.
So it really depends for me. I think I only do it on Loyal Fans, and they do it only after I check what kind of profile they are. So if they're a basic profile, I'm not gonna even give it my attention, but everything from a silver and up, I will entertain it. I will entertain it one time and one time only. If it works, cool, and if it doesn't, I kind of ignore it and let them, like, either they log off themselves or I lose my patience and I just kick them out. But I don't post anything that has the word relapse in it. I just feel like it's a, I don't know. I have mixed feelings about it. I feel like it's a really weird word.
I don't mind being somebody's drug. I don't know. There's just something off.
I was going to say, I've definitely used it like late night posts, like, oh, it's relapse hours, bitches. But I don't ever like use that word in DMs or in like personal conversations. I might throw it in like a post, you know, if I'm trying to like just see who's online, what's going on, is anyone around, should I just go to bed? But I don't use it often. And I definitely don't use it in like personal conversations or DMs.
Yeah, that's different. And that's different, Mistress Angelica. I think, you know, I think for me, it's like I don't like the play of the playtime of the guy being like, you know, I don't want to relapse, but they're like in my DMs or something like that. I think that's, or like, what are you doing in my DMs?
If somebody
then?
Came in my DMs and was like, I don't want to relapse, I'd be like, then what the fuck are you doing in my DMs? And exactly. That would be the last thing they ever heard from me.
Exactly. Yes. That's exactly the point that that's the point that I'm trying to make. Yeah. It's like, cool story. Come on, guys. I think it's another way for them to gain control, to be honest. I think it's another way for them to have a say on how it goes. I don't even know. Do they even realize that they're doing this? This is one of my questions here. Like, do you guys even see this?
I think it's just, yeah, I think it's completely aware. They're aware of that. There's no way they're not aware of that.
Well, we were kind of talking about that yesterday, like with the subs who have to be like, quote unquote, forced to send. Like, I can't force you to send. I'm not physically there. Like, you know what I mean? So it's all just part of like their kink. Like, they want to feel like you're, you know, being so powerful and like making them do something, but it's just a kink. I mean, you know, but yeah, if you're not actually sending, then I don't even really want to talk to you, basically.
Yeah. Yeah. I want to talk about, speaking of sending, I think I might have touched on this on another episode as well. But when it comes to sending, do some subs feel like, or some concerns that I have heard is that like it might feel too transactional for them, or maybe not personable enough, or like not, you know, it feels like it's very transactional. What do you guys think about that?
I hate that part of it. I hate when it feels like a transaction. So I do actually chat usually first, so it doesn't feel like that for me, a little bit. But if I feel like it's not going anywhere, then I stop giving them my attention. But I really hate the transactional feeling.
Yeah, I think that's why when I was talking about earlier about having a space was just like a hangout space, you know, where there's no pressure to do anything. It doesn't really exist online. And I think it would be great to have one, because it is a little bit difficult to not at least start off transactionally with the tribute in place. You know, that's the, you know, coming into the door part, right? To get into the door, through the door, the tribute's there. You have to pay the tribute to get into the club, you know? And I think that, and then to have like an ongoing relationship after that has to have like some sort of there's got to be some sort of agreement to it that both parties agreed to. And I think where the level of transaction is depends. I think it varies from person to person. Are we all pondering? We're all thinking. There's there are other sites where there are subs that are paying us for every message, for every minute that we speak to them.
And that's usually where I hang out now, honestly. But the ones that subscribe that pay a lot for me, I turn off their pricing because I don't mind chatting with them because they become my regulars that like are spending hundreds of dollars on me. So I turn that off.
Aha. There we go. That is a perfect. I love that you said that, Snow. There it is. That is kind of what I wanted to get clarity on. You are okay, you know, turning off the messages, you know, where they pay like per message, because you already have this relationship, or there was a relationship built with this person where they send larger amounts to you on the regular that you're okay talking to them. So
there's one kid, I don't remember how old he is, but he was sending me pictures and it's 50 cents a picture. I turned off like the texting and he's like, wait a minute. He's like, I just realized that I'm getting charged to send you pictures. And then he still kept sending me pictures. So I was like, all right. And then he did something else that I was like, all right, I'll just turn it off for you, because he earned it. Like he earned my time too, because he was nice. I think like in a private, he tipped me too, which I didn't even know you could do. So I was like, all right, I'd rather you just tip me like that instead of making you pay me for pictures of your cute dog.
it's almost like the trial period, you know, like if you can see that somebody is serious and they're willing to pay for your time and they're regulars and they're spending a lot of money on you, you build a relationship with them. So something that maybe started off very transactional and a little colder, you know, after you've, you know, done some videos for them, say, or something like that, they, you know, you have more of a relationship, I guess, and you talk more, and it's more, I guess, worth it for us. And not every dom is like that, I'm sure. But like for me, it's more worth it. I'm getting something out of it, which is my whole goal. So if I'm getting something out of it, then I might entertain those conversations.
Absolutely. And I think that's what Mr. Sangelico was saying, that she doesn't charge necessarily all the time for sessions. And that's what subs, they just need to know there are rewards for being consistent and being respectful and showing up. I think we all do that.
Yeah, I think where the transactional aspect of it is, you know, charging for every message, but I think it's worth going through that, you know, like Snow did, where it was every message, but then this sub proved like, hey, I'm going to be here and I'm going to send consistently, you know, and in large amounts. And so she was like, okay, then I don't need to have this filter where I have to, you know, be charging you for every single message. And it, you know, very smart of you, Snow, because I think you were able to secure a sub for the long run in doing that. I think doms that, you know, are charging for every single thing all the time, you know, imagine, you know, Mistress Angelica, if she was charging for every single session, even for people that were sending big, the subs tend to might go somewhere else. You know, if that level of like trust isn't there, or if that level of like confidence? Is that the word I'm looking for? Yeah, you guys get what I'm trying to say.
No, totally. Actually, there's a few of them that have earned that trust that I turned it off. And one that actually found me on Fansly and came over to Loyal Fans and watches me on lives that on here. Yeah. But yeah, so I turned off his messages too. And they subscribe. If they subscribe too, I give them time.
Brilliant. All right. Well, I think this is a good point to conclude. Has anyone seen any interesting dicks lately they want to talk about?
I actually warded one off that I didn't have to see. Because, you know, I don't get a lot of these anymore, but there was someone who sent me a message and he just said, "Hi, you know, would you mind if I sent you a picture of my micro penis?" And I just said, "Well, not for free." And I sent my Cash App. And of course I got the message back and I was like, maybe he'll actually pay me. I don't know. And I said, "And I'll even make fun of it for you." And I think I sent you guys that. I said, "I'll even make fun of it for you if you want." And then he sent me back a message that just said, "Oh, no, goddess, I have no money. That's why I asked so politely." And I just said, "Then no." And, you know, deleted the messages. So, and actually I was nervous I was going to get, like, I couldn't block fast enough. Like, I was nervous he was just going to send it anyway. I mean, at least he asked, because there is plenty that come in, you know, unsolicited. But like I said, I don't get so many of those anymore. And I'm good with that.
Yay. It's so funny that he was like, "That's why I asked politely." Like, what the fuck? I think Barbie sent, Barbie's a listener, Queen Barbie's a listener right now. I think she sent a dick pic to the group, to a group chat we're in recently, that was like, I don't know if it was her or who it was, that was like, it was like a giant brown sausage that like was like, it reminded me of like the sausage from South America. Like, you know, the South American sausages?
Yeah. Every time someone sends one, my first thought is always, where is it going? I don't know why. I don't know why that's always my first thought when you guys send these pictures, but it just looks like they're like headed for somewhere. I don't know. They're just going. I don't know. I'm like, where are they going?
Oh, I still can't. There are some dicks that I can't erase from my mind. Like, I need to, like, I don't know, like, bleach my brain or something in order to erase them from my head, the dick pics.
Like the slugs and the Captain Hooks. Those are the worst.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Love it.
Sometimes you see some, though, that, I mean, me personally, I mean, I've seen some that you don't mind. Like, it's like, all right, thank you. This will haunt my dreams in a good way for once. Maybe, you know, so you don't have to, that doesn't happen very often for me, but it happens. It's just me, isn't it?
I haven't seen any dicks I've liked so far, really. Well, I mean, maybe one or two, but. The majority of them,
I get good ones. Like,
oh my God. Oh, it really depends on who's attached to. Also, like, if it's just some rando and you don't know them, I think that if you know the person, it's different. You know, it's like, it's I don't know. I'm gonna stop talking.
I think there's some that are quite lovely, actually. I was the sissy. Well, he's not a sissy, but yeah, the play that we did, the one on Saturday. He's not only does he have a nice ass, but he has a really nice dick too. So it's not hard on my eyes. I'm just going to say it's enjoyable for me as well.
There was one time that I did a Skype session with someone and he was like jerking off and I didn't think that he was hard, but apparently he was. So I just kept being like, "Oh yeah, get hard for me." And he was already hard, but I couldn't tell because his whole hand covered his dick. So that experience was memorable because I laughed about it later. I was like, I probably ended up humiliating him without meaning to.
I think it depends on what you like too. Like, you know what, you know, we're always talking about, you know, what subs want, or, you know, that they want to be sissified, or they want, you know, they just want to get off and stare at the bottom of our feet or something like that. We don't really talk about what we like to do. You know, Mari, I know you like to do public humiliation and stuff like that. So seeing someone's flaccid dick is not gonna do it for you, you know? And honestly, I don't want to see that either. I like knowing that somebody is aroused by me, but it's very contextual. It just depends on the situation, I think, and the person.
Yeah. I still have that, the whoever sent the blue dick that we mentioned last time, I still have that burned in my mind too.
Oh, I forgot about that. Ew. Mari.
I'm sorry.
the ashy gray penis. It was gross.
I thought it was blue. It was like it was like blue dick, blue balls. I think that guy killed his penis.
He strangled it to death.
Yes, which is, by the way, one of the most searched Google searched things about penises, by the way, is like, can I break my dick, is one of the most top Google searches. Like,
and you can break it.
That's insane.
And that guy, there was something else going on. I don't know. It wasn't right. It was like Smurfy.
Yes, it was. A Smurf dick.
I mean, I don't know. And I just, if you're going to send anyone a picture of your dick, make sure it is hard. Don't send flaccid dick pics. Just don't do it. And never send them unsolicited anyway. But if somebody wants to see it, make sure it's hard. Come on.
And for God's sake, yeah, have a rating or warn us. If it's going to be a Smurf dick, like you said, let us know, because we need to prepare ourselves. Especially if it's like in the morning, you're trying to drink your coffee and you're like, oh, good Lord.
Yeah.
And not over the toilet bowl. Like the toilet bowl pictures, like what is that?
it's because they have to hide somewhere to do it.
They're gonna fuck the toilet.
They hide in the toilet, or you know, maybe they're at work in the bathroom stall. I don't know.
Probably they're sluts.
There are some guys though that, I mean, they want everybody to see it. They want everybody to see it and talk about it. And sometimes that's not such a good thing. Sometimes you might have a lot to say that's good, but sometimes, you know, nobody wants to talk about it, at least not in a good way.
Yeah, 100%. All right. Well, I think this is a great moment to conclude episode 16 of the Monkey Pee Pee podcast. It was such a delight having you ladies on here again. I missed you Thanksgiving weekend when we didn't have an episode that weekend. Look out for the recordings on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. And this is Goddess Mari signing off. And I'll see you guys next Saturday and around Twitter.
Next time, guys.
Bye.
All right.
Bye.